Back at it again, Refuge Podcast. We're on season 6. We're going through the book of 2 Peter, and we find ourselves in chapter 2. What we're going to do with this from chapter 2 all the way through chapter 3 is we're going to do a little mini series on what I'm calling growing in discernment. And so this will be our first part of what will be a series going through talking about what it is to grow in discernment. And so I want to define what discernment is, why it's important as followers of Jesus to know what discernment is and growing in it, but also to the spirit behind which we grow in this area is super important, because it can sometimes get us sidetracked when we're heresy hunting and always in this frame of mind where we're leery of everybody. And so we want to train our ears to understand truth, to know truth, to be able to spot a false teaching and a lie, but also to do it with an attitude and a spirit of grace and love and humility as we go about doing this type of work in our hearts, in our minds, in the ministry of the church and the body of Christ. Because I've seen many people end up just frustrated with the whole of church because they feel like, man, I don't know where to go for truth. I feel like everybody's giving in to, you know, lies and everything else, and they're always looking for the next heresy. And so we want to be careful. But at the same time, we have to grow in this area of our life, because there's many false prophets that have gone into the world. There's many false teachings that come into the church, waves of doctrine and winds of doctrine that come into the church. And we need to be ready and have our ears trained, our eyes trained, the eyes of our heart to be ready to understand what it is that that could come into our lives, so that we know. The Bible says that we're not to be ignorant of the enemy's schemes, that we're to be ready for whatever may come our way. And so we need to be able to spot these things, and I want to help you grow in that, and I hope that this podcast mini-series through 2 Peter will help you do that. So the word discernment actually means to understand clearly, for the eyes of our heart to be enlightened, to be able to know with clarity what the truth of God is. And so what I'm going to do, what's really important, is that we read these verses. We're going to do the first 3 verses of 2 Peter chapter 2, and then we'll slowly work our way through the whole of 2 Peter 2 and 3. So that we can get a good understanding of what Peter's trying to do. Because Peter is writing, this is one of the last times he would be able to pour into the church, as he knew that he was leaving, his departure was at hand. He's going to be with the Lord, and he wanted to leave them this deposit of truth. Be ready, be watchful. There are evil people that have infiltrated even among you, he says here in chapter 2. And they will secretly bring in things that are unhealthy for the church. And you need to be ready. You need to be on guard. Grow in this area of discernment. So that's what this little mini series is going to be about. We're going to look devotionally at how to discern truth from error. So this is a couple of questions that we're going to answer. How can a person be able to know truth from error, with so many truth claims in world religions. There are so many people that claim to know the way to God and eternal life, but how do we know who is telling the truth and who is lying to us? And so Peter gives us a blueprint for spotting error and embracing the truth of God. So I'm going to read the passage out of the New King James Version of the Bible. But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. By covetousness they will exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction does not slumber. I think I heard it said, I can't remember where it was, but that bad theology hurts people. And so that's what Peter's getting at here, is that there's Cultish. That's what it is. There's a podcast that I listen to a lot. It's called Cultish, and they talk about bad theology hurting people. I think they even made t-shirts for it. But Peter is teaching that false teaching is by nature deceptive, that the enemies of God and his people won't come right out and blatantly reveal themselves to be imposters. It says that they're among the people. The false prophets were among the people, as there will be false teachers among you. So he's pointing back to what the Old Testament, there were false prophets. And he'll give examples later on about what those false prophets were doing. But he's saying they're among you. That's the first thing that we need to help us grow in discernment, is that there will be people among you. Not that we go hunting for them, but that we are on guard with truth, that we understand that not everybody who claims to be a person of God or speaking for God is truly from God. They don't have God's heart. They are planted by the enemies of God in the church to lead people astray from who God is. And it says that they will secretly bring in destructive heresies, that they're going to hide in as a wolf in sheep's clothing. They're going to talk the same way that followers of Jesus talk. They'll mingle among the crowd, yet they're stealthy in the way that they will bring in these false ideologies and false practices and false way of talking about God. There may be an element of truth to what they say. Well, some of the things they say is true, but this over here just doesn't seem right. Be on guard. Know that that's probably something you need to look into and dig into a little bit deeper. Compare it with the Word of God, the Scripture. God has given us his Word so that we can know that what they're secretly bringing in is destructive to our lives, that it's going to lead us down a path away from God. And notice, this is one of the hallmarks of these destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And Peter's going to use that word destructive. It's to literally like deconstruct us from God. We're as Christians, we're seeking the Lord. We're trying to know him and grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. We're trying to live out just everything that we can and spill our lives out for God and everything that we want to do for him. And Lord, I just want to be available to you. I want to learn your ways and your truth. And they're seeking to get us away from that, even denying the Lord who bought them. And that's the first place that you will see people deviate from the truth of God, is in this area of, well, was he truly born of a virgin? is he God? Where many of the cults fall away and are leaving a orthodox truth is in the area of Jesus. Jesus is the centerpiece of the scripture. He's the one that was spoken of as the promised Messiah from the Old Testament, revealed in the New Testament. It all speaks of him and his glory being on display. And to pull us away from believing that he wasn't fully God, he is fully God, fully man, and that he is a part of the triune God. He's God revealed in flesh. And to diminish that, to diminish him for who he is, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and to lead away from the truth of what that is revealed in Scripture is a destructive heresy, and that's where it all starts. What do you do with Jesus? He says, who do you say that I am? To his disciples. Jesus said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And that was heaven revealing that to Peter. And that's the truth of who Jesus is, that he is the eternal one who came into humanity. He took on human flesh and he lived among people and he died a sinner's death and he rose from the dead and he is ascended to the Father and he ever lives to make intercession, exalted, and he will return in his glory and all will see him. And this is the Jesus that many false teachers will pull us away from. And that was happening in the early church and certainly is happening today. In verse 2, and many will follow their destructive ways. There's that word again, destructive. Because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. Isn't that what happens though? Whenever the enemies of God pull people away from the truth and try to erode the body of Christ and pull people to their own ways, their own little agendas, their own teaching, that's denying of who Jesus said he is, it often brings, you know, a stain to the church. And Peter is saying that the way of truth will be blasphemed by covetousness. They will exploit you with deceptive words. There's another thing to watch for. There's a selfishness in their hearts, a covetousness, a desiring for the money and the power and for people to look at them and pull people towards themselves so they can live the way they want to live. Be mindful of that as you're following the crowd and a part of the church, the body of Christ, that these people are covetous, and they will exploit you with deceptive words. They'll say things that seem right, but they're not grounded in truth, just to pull you away, to take from you, to rob you of all that God has for you in the truth of God. God has been so gracious and kind to give us his word, but these people will seek to pull you away from the truth of that to their own deceptive words. And Peter gives a reminder here at the end of this to say, this little section, to say that judgment has been withheld, but it will come. And he's going to give an example from the Old Testament as God judged the angels who sought to lead mankind away from God. And Peter says the same thing about these false prophets, false teachers who seek to deny the Lord, to live for themselves, and to pull people away from the truth, that they will be judged for this. This is not going to go on forever. God will bring a finality to it all and reveal it for what it is, as he is slowly already started to reveal it for what it is through Peter here, to say, like, these are things you need to be aware of. Don't be gullible in your faith in Jesus. Understand that there are people who will seek to exploit you. If there's a check in your spirit that something's not right, or if you see an attitude, a behavior, something that doesn't line up with Scripture, take it before the Lord and ask God, is this just somebody who's struggling with their humanity, or are they truly a false teacher that is trying to lead me astray? But do it with an attitude of humility and say, Lord, show me. And know that there are people among the church that claim the name of Jesus, that claim the name of God, but they do it in vain. They don't truly believe in God. They don't truly want the best for you. They are just exploiting you for their own means, to their own end. How will you know that there is a true teacher of God among you? Sacrificial living, teaching the truth of God faithfully, even when there are hard things to say. They will say it because they know that's what God wants them to say. They're humble, they're broken, they're forgiving. They're gentle with the body, and they truly want to see people come to faith in Jesus, not them. They're not exalting themselves among God's people, but they're slowly fading out so that Jesus can come in and be the exalted one in the church. They're teaching the true Jesus as revealed in Scripture. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. He said, that's the message we say. That's the message I say on this podcast, is that Jesus is the way, the truth, and life. There is no other way to heaven. I will say that unashamedly, no matter what culture says or how much pressure I get to say something else. There's only one way to the Father. There's only two groups, the saved and the unsaved. And so we seek to reach the unsaved. And I pray that if you don't know Jesus, that you would come to know him, that you would cry out to the true Jesus, Jesus, the Son of God, the Son of Man, the one who came and bore your sin on the tree and my sin on the tree and rose again that he might give us eternal life. That if we put our faith, our trust in him, not any person, not false teachers, nothing like that, we put our faith in him, he will lead us to life everlasting. I want to say a quick prayer before I close, that whatever was said was helpful, but also that the Holy Spirit would minister to your heart the truths of God. Thank you that you've allowed me to speak of your word, Lord, your holy word, that is delivered from heaven for us, and you have made a way to where we can know truth from error, we can know light from darkness, we can walk in the ways that you want us to. And so give us discernment, Lord. Help us to grow in wisdom and knowledge of the truth, that we can discern, but to do it with a heart of grace.